You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Sheila Griffin, and this is episode number 1375. We're talking today about a look back at the weirdest obscure horror movies of the 1980s. This episode is brought to you by
Podbot.ai.
In honor of the 80s, we present a ranking of the 50 best horror films of the decade. Here are 6 horror films from the 1980s that influenced us then and still haunt us today. Our 10 most popular, underrated horror films from the campy era may not be the best films by any respectable critical metric, but they are among the greatest horror films. This article, titled The 50 Best 1980s Horror Movies, is part of the FSR series of 31 Days of Horror Lists. The 1980s gave audiences plenty of classic horror movies from Halloween to Friday the 13th. Every year since the beginning of cinema there have been some fantastic horror films, but for many fans the output of the genres could not have been better than in the 80s. In fact, my personal number one for the best horror film of the 1980s came in at 50, which is something terrible about our voting system and the incredible quality of the films made during that magical decade. If there's one thing we can all thank the 1980s for, it's that some of the best and wildest horror movies have been made. It's bonkers, but it just goes to show how many popular horror films there have been in this decade. It wasn't just the brilliant 70s that were charged with iconic films, zombie masterpieces, paranormal gems and slasher-heavy decades, the 80s also brought renowned classics and small treasures. Some of the best horror films of the decade did not go straight into the ether like Kubrick and Carpenter, but from a unique vantage point, with ambitious and capable artists surrounded by the technical genius of other artists who helped them get where they were. These great overlooked horror films are not killer films, and many of these slashes do not get the recognition they deserve because they are solid films. In the book 1001 Movies You Must See Before You Die, horror critic Kim Newman called Dr. Caligari's Cabinet a good early entry into the horror genre, introducing images, themes and character expressions that would become essential to characters such as Todd Browning's Dracula and James Whale's Frankenstein. The success of Frankenstein was followed by several sequels in the same year and Dracula became one of the most famous horror movies in history. The hugely successful psychological horror film Black Cat was the first of 6 Universal Pictures films that brought Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi together. Paramount Pictures released horror movies throughout the decade, the most popular of which was Uninvited. In 1945, Britain contributed the anthology horror film Dead of Night. Horror trailers from the 1980s are a fun campy time capsule to explore in 2014. The 1980s were the second golden age of B-movies, horror movies that finally shaken off the naivete of the giant monsters and haunted houses of the 1950s and embraced a dirty, splash-soaked aesthetic of neon, sex, drugs and rock and roll. Here are some of the cheesiest horror films of the 80s that will make you laugh at their ridiculous scenes. There is no doubt that this is the most underrated film on this list and one of the most overlooked gems in horror history, in my humble opinion. Most people take that as highlighting one horror film a day, but for FSR this is a creepy increase to 9 and celebrates the day with a top 10 list. One of my all-time favorite B-horror films is Coulrophobic Nightmare, the absolute definition of a cult classic. Now part of the Midnight Movies collection. Maligned because the film is as remarkable for what it shows as it is for what it shows, departed from the trail of the horror franchise established in the first 2 films, but it is so crazy that it has developed a cult following since its debut in 1982. It is the only film in the franchise that does not have the iconic, unflappable serial killer Michael Myers, who is part of established mythology. One of the most traumatizing horror films of the time is about a young boy who witnesses the brutal murder of his parents by a madman in Santa costume, who turns out to be a like-minded killer years later. The platonic ideal of kitschy horror movies from the 1970s and 1980s was silly and dated to the best of their ability, full of killers, ogre-eaters and demons lurking somewhere between Poltergeist and Troll 2 in the credibility spectrum. It also included a list of actors who appeared in supporting roles in O.C. A horror film is one that tries to elicit fear from its audience for entertainment purposes. Inspired by one of the greatest horror posters
of all time. This cult classic of 1986 crosses the slasher Manor House with a murder mystery in which a group of college kids spend a weekend that turns bloody and begins to engage them. In his horror film, The House, experimental director Nobuhiko Unhinged has a schoolgirl and six of her classmates travel to the estate of her sick aunts.
This was a look back at the weirdest obscure horror movies of the 1980s, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1375. My name is Sheila Griffin, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.